the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis learned, that's how they became rabbis. V'hayu, shalo yikarei l'mafrei. You can't do it backwards. Hadvarim alavecha yachol tekol parsha tzrich kavana. Maybe you're going to say that the entire parsha requires you to have kavana. Tamil lomar ha'ele. Specifically, ad kan tzrich kavana. Until those words, ha'ele. V'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, which are very early on. Until those words, you have to have kavana. Then afterwards, that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Rabbi Yekiva, harehu omer, asher anochim etzavcha hayom aluvavecha. Mikan atalamed, shekol parsha kula tzricha kavana. That's where we know you have to say everything has kavana. Asher anochim etzavcha hayom aluvavecha means this entire thing that I command you to do with your heart. Mikan atalamed, shekol parsha kula tzricha kavana. The entire thing needs kavana. I'm a rabbi of Rechana, Rabbi Yochan, Halachi, Rabbi Akiva. We pass on like Rabbi Akiva that the first paragraph entirely requires kavana. I think that's what it means. But then the Gemara says, Ik demas nila aha. Some people say he's talking about something else. That the sheet of Rabbi Akiva is talking about something else. It's Tanya. Hakore kriya shema es shema tzarech shechavan es libo. Person that says shema has to have kavana. Rabbi Acham, Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Kevin, Shekivan, Libo, Beperek, Birishon, Shuv, Inu, Tzarech. Once you have the kavana for the first paragraph, so then you don't need to have any more kavana anymore. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halach, Rabbi Acha. She Amar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. We pass in like Rabbi Acha that quotes Rabbi Yehuda. That once you have kavana for the first paragraph, that's good enough. So Tani Yidach, there's another brisa that says V'hayu Shelo Yikram Ma'afrei. You can't say it backward, you can't say it out of order. Alav avecha means you have to have kavana with your heart. Sutra, Reb Sutra, Amar, Omer, ad kan mitzvahs kavana mikan ve'el, ad kan mitzvahs kavana mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kriya. First, you have the mitzvah to have kavana. Until then, you need to have kavana. But after that, you just have the mitzvah to say it. You have just the mitzvah of kriya. Reb Yoshia, Omer, ad kan mitzvahs kriya mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kavana. Until that point, you have the mitzvah of saying it, and then afterwards you have the mitzvah of kavana. Basically, the way I'm understanding it is, what does it mean, ha'ela? Ha'ela could either be referring these things that I just said, or these things that I'm about to say. Is it a colon, or is it referring to what happened before? So that's the machlokas here. Is the first part the kriya, and the second part the kavana, or the second part is the kriya, and the first part needs the kavana? So Rabbi Yoshia Omer ad kan mitzvahs kriya mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kavana maishna mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kriya dechsev ledaber bam. Why are you basing it on that there's a mitzvah of kriya afterwards, because it says ledaber bam, you have to say them. Hachanami haksiya v'dibartabam. It also says v'dibartabam beforehand in the first paragraph. Hachi kamer ad kan mitzvahs kavana ukriya mikan ve'elach. Mitzvahs kavana ukriya. Until this point of ha'ela, you have to or the first paragraph, you have to have kavana, and you have to do the kriya. Mikan ve'elech kriya below kavana, but then the rest of it you can have kriya without kavana. That's why v'dibar tavam is in both places. The first one is v'dibar tavam, and the second one was what? Mikan ve'elech mitzvahs kriya dechsiel ledaber bam. Okay. You have to have kavana because the first paragraph says v'lavecha v'dibar tabam, and it says v'dibar tabam, and you have to say it. Hasam nami k'siv alav avchem l'daber bam. So they say they're both in the second paragraph too. So maybe you should have kavana for the second paragraph too. Ha'hu mivay le'echad Rabbi Yitzchak. No, that's for Rabbi Yitzchak. Usmachtem v'samtem estivarei ela tzrich shteish sima k'neged halev. That the words have to be connected halev in your tefillin. I assume that's what it's talking about. So Amar, you just said Rabbi Yoshia Amar ad kan mitzvahs kriya mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kavana. Before the devarim ha'ela, that's the mitzvah to say it. But afterwards, it's a mitzvah just to have the kavana. Mashal mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kavana mishum dechsev alav avchem. Before it's kavana because it says. The reason that you have to have it later on is because it says because alav avchem, you have to have it in your heart. Hachanami haksiv alav avecha, but before it also says alav avecha. So why did you say that the mitzvah is only kriya beforehand? It should be kriya and kavana before and kriya and kavana afterwards. Same thing, basically the backwards of what we just said. Hachgamar ad kam mitzvahs kriya v'kavana mikan ve'el kavana v'lo kriya. That you don't really need to say it. I don't really know practically what that means. You don't need to say it. You have to say it with kavana. Maybe you can just. I don't know. I don't know what it means. What does it mean to say that you don't have to say it? I'm a little bit at a loss to understand what that means. Rashi doesn't say.
The first part is you have to say, and the second part to speak.
I don't know.
The word's a little different. So maybe.
Yeah, the first part made sense. Halki kamar ad kan mitzvahs kriya v'kavana mikam ve'elach kavana below kriya. You just have to have intention. You have to think about it, but you don't necessarily have to say it as you don't have to enunciate it. I don't know. U'mashna ad kan mitzvahs kriya v'kavana yachsiv alavechav divaratim ha'senami ha'ksiv alavechem l'daber bam ha'hu b'divrei Torah ksiv. No, when it says over there v'divaratim l'daber bam in the second paragraph of Shema, so then that's referring to divrei Torah. It's not referring to saying Shema anymore. And that's why you don't have the mitzvah of Kriya in the second paragraph. You just have the mitzvah of Kavana. V'achikam rachmana, agmiru b'nayich l'torah, ki hechi diligar subei. You should teach your children how to learn so that they can also learn. I think that's what it means. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Shema Yisrael Hashem l'kirin Hashem l'chad ad kan tzricha kavanas halev. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says all you need to do is to have Kavana for Shema Yisrael. That's it, the first line. I'm a rabbi, halach, Rabbi Meir, and we pass on like that. We don't pass on like that, but that's what Rabbi Meir says. Or that's what Rabbi says, but we pass on like Rabbi Meir. Actually, maybe we do pass on like that. Not sure. Here it has a little...
I think it's one of these things where it depends on the urgency of the situation.
Okay, so here's an interesting story. Tani Simcha Zomer, Kol Amarach Be'echa Be'achri Ma'arichan Lo Yamav, Ushnosav. That anyone who elongates the word echad at the end of Shema Yisrael, you get more life. Easy ticket to longer life. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Uvidalis, and with the Dalid, Amar Rav Ashi, Uvivash Lo Yachtov Beches. And you have to, and then Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, you have to sort of enunciate the Dalid. You can't make it, you can't put a vowel afterwards, so it's actually very hard to enunciate the Dalid. But either way, people try to do it. Amar Rav Ashi, don't cut the ches short, because then you will change the word echad into ed or ad, and it might change the meaning. The sense Rabbi Yirmiyahu have Yosef Kamed Rabbi Yechia Bar Abba Chaz Dehu Ma'arich Tuva. He saw that he really elongated that echad. Amar Le Kevin Dam Lichtei Lemala Lemata Lubar Ruchos Hashemayim Sulo Tzriches. Once you say that you have been Mamlech Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you have given Hashem or coronated Hashem as your king. And master in all four directions and above and below, so you don't have to elongate it anymore. Those are the six directions you have to have in mind, and then once you do that, you can stop. You have to say the word to Alav Avecha, or at least until Alav Avecha, while you're standing. Rather, it's until Alav Avecha, the words Alav Avecha, that you have to say Ba'amida. But afterwards, you can sit back down. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kol Parsha Kula Ba'amida. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, you have to do the whole thing and with standing. But Rabbi Yochanan Ta'amid Amar Rabba Barachana. And Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Yachash Amar Mishum Rabbi Huda.
We didn't already fight this one out?
It seems like we did. But I'm not really sure why we're talking about it again, especially because Rashi says, "Afilu beisil de amri oskin mulachin mekorim mulachim mekorim modim heim shetzarich la'amod b'makom echad ad hamikra hazeh v'isha ad kan mitzvahs kavana." Oh, I don't know if it means literally that you have to stand up on your 2 feet, but it means that you have to sit in the same place. Maybe you can't move around. Is that what it means?
You have more attention.
Yeah, but you have to stand up. I'm saying, you have to literally stand on your feet. No, obviously we don't.
That'll be a problem because then you'd be holding the shana if it's the morning.
Yeah, you wouldn't be specifically holding the shana. You could be holding the basil also. Well, I think according to Rashi, it means
it's different. The hill said if you, depending on where you're at.
I think it means you have to stay in place,
irrespective apparently of whether it's night or morning.
Rather, it is
more attention.
Possible that one must stand so that he does not appear to use a reciting the Shema in a casual manner. If so, perhaps standing is required until upon ready, even though the halacha is that the only first verse requires intent. Not really sure. According to Rashi, it sounds like you just have to be in the same place. You have to stop. You should be reciting while one standing in place, but from all here on, you need not remain in place. This apparently coincides with the opinion of the Bryson above. Yeah, I think this is just talking about even basically that one may recite the Shema while working or walking about. I agree that one should stand in place when reciting. Yeah, it doesn't mean necessarily that you have to stand up. It just means if you're walking, don't keep moving. You have to stop and you have to say Shema in that same place. So you can have the right intention at least for that much of the davening. Okay. Amar Rabbi Nasan Barabar, Rokva Amar Rabbi Huda, we just said that. Okay. Tana Rabbanu Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Zu Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda. Hanasik, that's what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasik would say. Amar Rav Lerav Chia, Chalo Chazin Olei Lerabbi, Demekaba Olei Demekaba Malach Shema. We never see him say Shema. We never see him putting his hand over his head and saying Shema. Amar Lei Bar Pichsi, B'Shah Shema V'Yad V'Alpanav Mekaba Olei Malach Shemaim, Chozer V'Gomra O Eino Chozer V'Gomra. Whenever you see him putting his hand over his head in the middle of Shir, he's just that's when he's saying Shema. Because for him, all he has to say is one line. So it's so quick that the students didn't even notice that he was saying Shema, because it was only one line. So you say, wait a second. Well, after Shir, did he say and go and finish the rest of the Shema? Bar Kapara Omer Eino Chozer V'Gomra. He says he didn't even have to go back and do anything more. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi, his son, Chozer V'Gomra. He would always go back and say the rest. Amar Bar Kapar Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi Bishlam Ledidi Damina Eino Chozer V'Gomra Hainu D'Mahadir Rabbi Hashmaita to East Beit Yitzchak Mitzrayim. That's why Rabbi would always make a point in Shir to talk about Yitzchak Mitzrayim, because he didn't say the rest of Shema and he wasn't going to say it later. So that's why he would always talk about Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Ledidaf Amar Chozer V'Gomra Lama Amar Shema Yitzrash Lama Leil Hadurik. Why did he have to actually repeat it if, you know, if he said about, or why would he talk about Yitzchak Mitzrayim and in Shir if it was going to repeat it anyway? So he says, no, Kedei Lahaskir Yitzchak Mitzrayim Bismana. It's important to say Yitzchak Mitzrayim at the right time, not just to say it later on.
To take a 2-minute break just to say the Shema.
It's an interesting
some lesson.
Right. It's an interesting solution. It's an interesting solution to the situation. He could have just said, guys, can you give me a minute? I'll just say Shema, we'll continue. That's not how we did. Amar Rebbe Ila Berei, Rav Shmuel Bar Masa Mishmei Derav, Amar Shema Yisrael Shema Kinesh Shema Chavid Enas, Beshena Yatza. You fell asleep after saying Shema Yisrael, you were very tired, and you can only say that one line, then you fell asleep, you're still Yotze, you're still Yotze the Mitzvah. Does not seem like we pass him like that, though. Amar Le Rav Nachman Le Daro Avdei, his name was Daro. Okay? Daru. V'psuka kama tza'aran, tzfeilo tza'aran. If I'm in the middle of saying Shema and I fall asleep in the middle of the first line, so then wake me up. But if I'm later on, I'm in the middle of the Ahavta, so don't wake me up. Let me stay asleep. Because we think we don't get a lot of sleep. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Berei, to Rabba. Yeah, Rav Yosef said to Rav Yosef, the son of Rabba, Avuch hechi avid. What did your father, Rabba, do? Amar le psuka kama hava kama tzara nafshe tvei. Lo hava tvei lo hava tzara nafshe. He would also do the same thing. He would make sure, he would hurt himself and struggle through to make sure he says the first line, but after that he would be okay. He wouldn't struggle. Amar Rav Yosef parakdan lo yikra kriya shema. Parakdan, I think, means you are shokhiv al gabo, you are laying on your back with your head upwards. So if someone's doing that, you shouldn't say Shema. Mikra hu delo likri ha migne shapir dami. Oh, so he can't say Shema, but he can sleep that way. V'har Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, light aman teganya parkid. Didn't Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say you shouldn't sleep on your back? Ami migna kimatsi shapir dami. If you're sleeping while you're, if you fall asleep while you daven, shapir dami mikra.
Seems to be saying that it's okay to sleep as long as you're a little turned a little to the side.
Oh, matzli means you're bent over, not that you're davening. Matzli could sometimes mean that you're davening. As long as you're a little over to the side, Shemot al tzidir Rashi says, "Ma'at shapir dami avam mikri kriya shema afil mitzli nami aser shemakava ala machal shemaim derech sarav agayva." Because you're lying on your back, or at least if you're turned over a little bit, it's not really going to help. Afagat matzli nami aser, even saying shema, even a little bit over, a little bit turned over is not going to help you. Rabbi Yochanan Matzi Vikari. But wait a second, Rabbi Yochanan did that. Shani Rabbi Yochanan de Baal Basar Hava. What does that mean?
Big guy.
He was bulbous. He was big. He was a Baal Basar. Talk about it in Gemara's Baba Matiya, talk about that also, which also brings an interesting nuance to what we talked about a couple weeks ago, or last week, that he was beautiful. Rabbi Yochanan, some people explain, his beauty was that he was so fat. It used to be that fat, being fat was an indication of wealth. and therefore people were jealous of it because he had a lot of food. So that was what it could mean back then, that he was so beautiful. When he would talk to the women and say, your children should be as beautiful as me, might be referring to their weight. You should have good gezunta babies. You can respond for what? If you're going to say that you can greet someone proactively, so of course you can respond. Why do you have to tell me? Rather, what it means is that you can greet someone you need to respect, and you can respond to anyone. So similarly, at the end of the Mishnah says a similar phrase in the middle. So if you can actually proactively ask somebody or greet somebody, so why do you have to tell us that you can respond? Rabbi Yehuda. Ditnan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer beEmtza Shol Mivnei Yira Umeishiv Mivnei Akavod Ubeprakim Shol Mivnei Akavod Umeishiv Shol Mechol Adam. That the Shol and the Meishiv are two different people. That's why. Hainu to Rabbi Yehuda. He's saying the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. If that's how you explain it. So no, Chasuri Metz Havachatani. This is how you're supposed to read the Mishnah. Ubeprakim Shol Mivnei Akavod VeEmtzarch Lomar Shumeishiv. And in between the paragraphs, you're allowed to proactively ask or greet somebody for honor's purpose, but obviously you'd be allowed to respond to them. And in the middle of a parak, you'd be allowed to proactively ask for fear. Of course, you'd be able to respond. That in the middle of a paragraph, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd be allowed to proactively ask how somebody's doing for fear, but you can only respond to someone. You can only respond to someone who is honoring you, or you're
this
honoring.
The same thing we said before.
Yes, but it's basically justifying the wording of the Mishnah, which could be problematic based on implications we said before. And when you're in between the paragraphs, you can ask somebody how it's doing, ask someone that you honor how they're doing, but you can only respond to those other people around you who are not either someone you fear or someone you honor. Of course, you respect everybody, but that's not what we're talking about.
Isn't asking someone just initiating just more...